Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Nun Hei Nun Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Tefem Beis, right in the middle of the page with the words Taman Taninan. Now we quote a Mishnah in Maseches Shkalim, Taman Taninan, Behemush Nimsis Min Yerushalayim Va'ad Migdal Eder, Okumidasa Lechal Ruach, an animal that was found between Yerushalayim and Migdal Eder, or the equivalent distance in any direction. So if it's male, it's brought as an Oila Korban. If it's female, it's brought as a Shlom Korban, because we assume that this animal left Yerushalayim and was designated as a Korban. Rabbi Hoshea Rabba Amar Lavoi B'Dmeyem Shanu. Rabbi Hoshea Rabba said they are not actually bought as a korban, but rather their value is used to buy those korbanos. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Hoshea, Ra'im Eloi La'adam Tsei Ma'or B'Kodshim. Ela Hilchu Bahen Acha Aroiv Im Roiv Zechorim Oilois V'im Roiv Nekevois Zivchei Shlom. Would we tell a person to use a consecrated animal for chulin, which is non-kodesh purposes, which is a transgression known as Me'ila? Rather, for each type of animal, we follow the majority, meaning Oila for the males and Shlomim for the females. Ask the Gemara, V'ein Ashlomim Boim Min HaZechorim Min HaNekevois. Surely a Shlomim could be both male or female. And the Gemara answers, Kesedu Oisa Maitzian Lechulin V'choizav Oisa Oisan Oilos. What should he do? He should take them out to Chulin and then reconsecrate them as Oilos, and this would not be a problem of Me'ila because he will be reconsecrating them immediately. And the Gemara asks, Kasha Yesh Shlomim Kreva Oila. But still we could ask, perhaps the mare was actually a Shlomim, so how could it be brought as an Oila? Am Rabbi Chanina Tanai Beistin Hu Ala Moiserois Yikrevu Oilois. Rabbi Chanina said it's actually a stipulation made by Beistin that extra sacrifices will be used as Oilois. Am Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Ve'ein Zeh Mezed. Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, if there's such a stipulation, this person is actually acting b'mezed. Amar Leisa, he answered, Mekeven Sheh Tanai Beistin Hu Ein Zeh Mezed. No, since it was a stipulation made by Beistin, it's not considered to be intentionally done. Am Rabbi Zeira, Kmar Da'at Amar Taman Tanai Beistin Hu Ala Moisa Shikru Oilois Kenat Amris Oif Hacha Tanai Beistin Ala Oivadois Shikru Oilois. Rabbi Zeira said, now just as we say that Beistin made a stipulation that all extra korbanos should be brought as oilos, so to here they made a stipulation that the lost animals should be brought as oilos.